For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers. Writer Abigail Thomas is the daughter of renowned science writer Lewis Thomas, who wrote The Lives of a Cell. She is the mother of four children and grandmother of 12. Her academic education stopped when, pregnant with her oldest daughter, she was asked to leave Bryn Mawr during her first year. She's lived most of her life on Manhattan's Upper West Side and was for a time a book editor and for another time a book agent. Then she started writing for publication. Her first three books, Getting Over Tom, An Actual Life, and Herb's Pajamas, were works of fiction. Her memoir, A Three-Dog Life, was named one of the best books of 2006 by the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post. She's also author of Safe Keeping and Thinking About Memoir. Her new book, What Comes Next and How to Like It, is just out from Scribner's. How to describe this book? It's a little bit like peeking into somebody's private daily diary, with the bonus of the person in question being a really good writer and having a pretty rich life. After her book, A Three-Dog Life, which was absolutely amazing, I was a little skeptical as to whether this new book would top it. And, well, quite frankly, it does not top it, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't trying to. It's a smaller book in scope and story, more introspective type of a volume. It's got a more compact footprint, so to speak. Although the title kind of sounds like it's a book on retirement, it's actually a book on getting older and what comes with that, plus an exploration of a 35-year-old friendship she's had with one of her publishing co-workers that survived all kinds of things, deaths, betrayals, tragedies, jealousies, and more. The earth-shaking revelations here are relatively few. She's already plumbed those depths in her other memoirs, but when they do come, in whatever form, in whatever way, it's with a clarity and beauty that's sometimes painful, sometimes alarming, but always honest and true. Thomas is a good writer. Her prose can be poetic at times. If you're in the mood for a quirky and insightful memoir, it might be just the ticket for a lazy Sunday afternoon. To find out more about the book and order it at a 10% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.